Wear what you like and eat what you love at La Mer Restaurant in the beautiful Jefferson Hotel.
Both casual and formal dress go equally well with our impeccable food and outstanding service.
The relaxed atmosphere will put you at ease, and a flexible menu will make you a frequent visitor.
You'll savor the free parking, too. Visit us online at lamererestaurant.com.
Mooney sets, deals, breaking ball, line down the left field line. That should win it. Home from third, Woodruff. Shades of 2011. Team 1186 has done it again. A walk-off winner as Ernie Clement is mobbed in between first and second. They dogpile. The Hoos are going back to Omaha.
Well, that was Channing Poole up in the UVA press box. Calling the
Poole losing his cool. No, he did a great job. Great call there.
You know, Dave Kane should start sweating a little bit.
I think Dave Kane may have to start doing baseball here. Too much excitement in the baseball campaign.
Well, that was the LeClaire Ryan play of the game. And to clarify, UVA first yearman playing second base, Ernie Clement, hit a two RBI single down the left field line, just over the head of the third baseman. It dropped in as he circled first base. The camera caught him smiling. I'm pretty certain it's the biggest hit that young man has ever had in his whole career. And what a great time to come through. What a great moment. And I'm going to go out on a huge limb, not really, and say that this was Coach Brian O'Connor's best year in terms of coaching, because he took a very young team. He overcame major injuries to McCarthy and Panero and a couple other guys. He lost his best starting pitcher, a surefire major league pitcher, and Nathan Kirby back in mid-April. What can you say?
No, clearly, I mean, you know, he had to have patience this year, and I think the newspaper said this week that he and his assistant coaches had a lot of meetings and a lot of discussions relative to how to handle this year, because they certainly, by recent standards, they lost a lot of baseball games compared to what has been the case in the last 5 or 6 years. But as you say, clearly, and I would think it's got to be very gratifying, and I think coaches were going to say, you know, every year is different, and all years are meaningful. But I would think if you could get Coach O'Connor to be honest, this has to be pretty special from his perspective. And hopefully it's going to be even more special. You know, there's more yet to be done, and Virginia at this stage has as good a chance as anybody. You know, one of eight teams that's still playing. Well, I guess there's still some teams in Super Regionals, but one of eight teams that's going to Omaha. Chris?
Yeah, they just look cool and collected and never really – panicked, you know, and none of their teams ever really have that, but this team, it's just, they've been through so much. Clearly, it's a totally different thing. What I heard Mike Patrick, when they were doing the dog pile and everything, mentioned that within 20 seconds of the tickets going out for sale, that the Virginia allotment was gone, and that's how quickly people filled the seats and bought the tickets and everything. I thought that was just, that was cool. We get a bad rap sometimes from our rival, and I think it was great to see that.
From some people in some corners, but, you know, all you got to do is look at things like this. I've got an ACC release in front of me. It says 8 ACC players were named Louisville Slugger All-Americans, okay? Virginia's Matt Theis, who's only in his second year at Virginia, is on that list. And can you imagine if Virginia had kept the other guys healthy? McCarthy is a power-hitting SOB, and he came back probably still dinged up. He's still not 100%, but right. You know what?
Still pretty impressive to have him in the seventh slot in the lineup.
Yeah, don't be surprised if he doesn't get hot out there in Omaha, because he's been there. He knows what to expect. He's got a great eye.
Well, and they changed the outfield fence, right? Isn't it?
Did they
bring it in?
Yeah, they changed the baseball. Baseball, why are they changing so many things?
And homers, I did see a stat the other day that home runs have increased significantly, like by 30-40%.
I don't think they changed the outfield fence out there in Omaha, though, did they?
Well, they may not have done that. But
I think there's a huge debate out there.
I thought they were talking about it last year, but
I hadn't heard any news that they'd actually done it.
Yeah.
But, hey, the bottom line is it appears Vanderbilt is in the eighth inning leading 4-2 against the Illini. But it looks like Vanderbilt, if they win, obviously they will advance. LSU is going. They swept Louisiana Lafayette. Arkansas spanked Missouri State. TCU will go up tonight and try to beat Texas A&M. The Wahoos are in. Florida crushed Florida State.
Which is weird.
I don't know what that's about. That was 20.
Those games were in Tallahassee. And
Florida scored 24 runs to 9 for the Seminoles.
Did I see that the Virginia game starts at 8 o'clock on Saturday?
Arkansas.
Yeah.
So Miami swept VCU, and you got to tip your hat to VCU. They made a heck of a run this year. They are getting better. The one downside for VCU is they lost like 5 pitchers that all graduate. So they're losing a lot of veterans. So it'll be interesting to see if they can rebuild their pitching staff. And then tonight, Louisville goes against Cal State Fullerton. So the ACC is hoping to get one more team into College World Series. All right, we're going to head to break. On the other side, we've got the Sabres, Chris Wright, and more fun talk about Wahoo sports. And we've got plenty of news. Stay with us. This is Who's Talking.